is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
All right, here we go. You ready for another day? It never ends. And let me just say this, get the business out of the way. Mark Walters, GunBroker.com Studios, Crossbreed Holsters Microphone, every bit of it presented by X Insurance. Couldn't do it without them. We thank them and we love them for everything that they do. If you think you have insurance and you don't have X Insurance, you don't have insurance. You have somebody else's paper. X Insurance has you covered in a policy in your own name. Make sure to check them out, xinsurance.com. You owe it to yourself to do it if you want to protect your freedom, your businesses, your lifestyle, everything else. X Insurance, A-rated, the real deal, AM Best, a real insurance company. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. I got a scare this morning. I got a call from my local gun dealer, and I thought for sure my Daniel Defense rifle was in, but it was not. It was just a reminder that I will be in Holly Springs, Georgia, at High Caliber Gun Shop this coming Saturday in just a few days from 10 a.m. until about 1 p.m. And I believe GunBroker.com's Patricia Huff will be there with me as well. And we wanted Lead Slingers, but the schedule, I just don't think we're going to make it. We're going to ask again, see if we can get Brad Primo there, but I think it's going to be a little bit too tight. But you never know. Thou shalt not ask, thou shalt not receive, right? So that's the mantra that we're going to operate by here on this one. But I will be there nonetheless, and I'm pretty sure Patricia Huff will be there. So if you're in the vicinity, you want to make a trek over between 10 and 1 High Caliber Gun Shop on Saturday from 10 o'clock a.m. until about 1 o'clock p.m., we'll be there on the floor. And wouldn't it be great if that Daniel Defense rifle came in at that time? Ooh, something to show you. Those of you watching on the screens, we have new cameras today. We're checking it out. Lots of new systems in here. Hopefully we have no glitches. But if we do, sometimes it happens, it happens. I have friends in California very concerned about the latest reports coming out of that commie state. Before I go to my guest, Paul Markle, let's let Paul hear some of this, too, and Greg in production, who was unaware of this. But California Governor Gavin Commie Newsom signs anti-privacy legislation targeted at gun owners. This is going to anger you. I'm warning you right now. If you're unfamiliar with this story, this is really going to tick you off. California gun owners, according to Big League Politics and The Reload and others, I'll be writing about this in in-depth piece later this week on Armed American News as well, we'll soon have personal and normally private information released to, get this, gun violence researchers across the country, with Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signing Assembly Bill 173 into law on Thursday. That bill, by the way, passed in the dead of night. Democrats love to do that. Marxists love to do that. Quoting now from Big League Politics, the bill forces the California Department of Justice to reveal information identifying firearm and ammunition purchasers to a research center at the University of California, Davis, or any other university that requests them. This information includes many personal details, quoting, like the buyer's name, place of residence, date of birth, what, where, and when they have made firearm-related purchases, and much more. Quoting, this bill would name the Center for Research into Firearm-Related Violence the California Firearm Violence Research Center at UC Davis, the text reads. The bill would generally require that the information above be made available to the center and researchers affiliated with the center and at the department's discretion to any other nonprofit bona fide research institution accredited by the United States Department of Education or the Council for Higher Education Accreditation as specified for the study of the prevention of violence. What they are doing, because California already records every gun and ammo transaction, ladies and gentlemen, performed by a licensed firearm dealer in an already created state registry, folks, the infrastructure for sharing the personal info, quoting now, of firearm owners is already set up. They've got it in place. That's why they do this. That's why you resist registration at all cost. This law, quoting again, expands that level of record keeping even further by requiring the registration of, quote, firearm precursor parts. The registry will soon be made available to universities all around the state. Now, let's go to Paul Markle, student of the gun first. Let's get a breakdown on here. Paul, I want to talk with you about this, but I want to give you my thoughts on this first. I'm dying to hear. I already know what you're going to say. However,
I don't think you do, but go on.
Well, I have a pretty good idea. Let's just keep it radio-centric, okay? FAA or FCC-centric. Here's the deal. This is why you don't comply with registration. And I want to quote, Paul, an individual from a gun-owning group in California, California Pistol and Rifle, I believe. Let me see if I can find the quote from here. I should have had that pulled up. This language amended into a budget bill in the final week of the legislative session, providing no opportunity for review or public comment. Democracy truly has sunk to an all-time low in California. Let me make this very clear to
Who
Mr. Griffith. This is from, here we have the quote. This is the legislative director at the California Rifle and Pistol Association. He said this in a letter to Newsom, and I quote, "The identities and confidential personal information of individuals should only be provided by DOJ or other state entities to law enforcement agencies when conducting an investigation that has a specific need for it. No other entity, not even research institutions." Listen to this. Words mean things. "Not even research institutions has sufficient justification to have access to an individual's private information." You Californians have been sold a bill of goods for many, many, many years. And while Griffith is doing great work out there, he has also fallen into the trap. Here's why. Paul, not even research institutions, as if somehow that's a legitimate place to be. It's not a legitimate place to be, period. So he's fallen into that trap. Not even them. That's California thinking. Well, yeah, now let's go to this. Democracy truly has sunk to an all-time low in California. There's no democracy in California. This is totalitarian, one-party rule. Go ahead, Paul.
All right. First of all, the United States of America, and I thought California was part of it. I think technically, like on paper somewhere, it still is. But the United States of America is not a democracy, never has been, not for one single day.
It's a republic.
And when you say the word derp, derp, democracy, derp, derp, you are speaking ignorantly, and you're falling into the trap of the leftist. But let us digress. So, you guys, you kids out there in the audience, you may have heard of this thing called the Supremacy Clause. And you're like, yeah, someone said that one time, but I don't know what it means. Okay. Well, when all 50 states signed on, and they did it individually, to this compact, this Republican compact that we have, and they said, all right, we want to be part of the club. And they said, okay, but here's the deal. We have a contract between the people and its government. You may have heard of it. It's called the Bill of Rights. There's a little one called Amendment 4. And the Amendment 4, what does Amendment 4 say? It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects.
Possessions.
Unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Ergo, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which even California is still bound to, it's called the Supremacy Clause, applies. Ergo, Gavin Newsom and his Democrat Congress and his Democrat House or Senate or whatever are all criminals. They all just violated the Constitution of the United States of America. This law, whether he signed it or not, I don't care. He just violated the Constitution, which is a law. When you violate a law, that's the same as, quote, breaking the law. When you break the law, you become a criminal. Gavin Newsom and his criminal cohorts in California, in what's the capital? Crap hole?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah. So I was trying to keep it PG. In Sacramento, are all criminals. you in California are living under the rule of a criminal regime. And apparently you're fine with that, because I don't see 100,000 people right now standing on the lawn in front of the house in Sacramento. So you are going to live under criminal rule from here forward.
But all right, Paul, we're getting ready to take a break. That's a perfect place to stop. Because when we come back, and we will likely spend quite a bit of time on this now that we've got this cat out of the bag, there is so much to discuss. But Californians, I want to speak specifically to you and how you got here. I'm not going to call it a scolding, but I'm going to give you some examples. This is not just a creep in California. This has been the law of the land in California, corruption for decades. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. It took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. With me, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom on dozens of radio stations across the country today. Thanks for tuning in with us. We do appreciate it. No matter what time you're picking up the program, whether you're getting it on a podcast later after the show airs, or if you're getting it on a delayed broadcast, as many of you are, if you're watching us live, we appreciate that very much. And thanks for bearing with us if you're watching us as we rebuild a whole bunch of very expensive studio stuff. And thanks for hanging in with us. We have had some technical issues with that video network studios, but not the radio side. So if we do that again, make sure to head over to armedamericanradio.com and just click listen live, or you can click watch live over there. The feed continues unless you're watching it on Facebook or something like that. We have somebody in here, and I think it was Scott, that said, when you get the beginning talking about California, please remind people that a lot of people that live here are not from here. Scott, I feel you, bro. I feel you. I want to go to the people who have been in California for decades, and we want to have this conversation. We'll throw it out on the table for you, and I'm going to make some comparisons to Connecticut, and we're going to get some great commentary and some analysis from Paul Markle, because very few people are capable of doing it like he does. Hence why we call him the professor. By the way, you can see everything Paul Markle related at studentofthegun.com and all of his books. We'll talk about that before the show is over, so we give him a chance to throw out those what we call shameless plugs as authors. Californians, Paul, have a lot of things to be concerned with, but they put themselves in this position. And here's why they put themselves in this position. Because I've never seen yet a red line drawn in the sand. And as you mentioned, I don't see 100,000 people out there saying, absolutely not, am I going to comply with this? So when you begin seeing registration creep coming day by day by day, week by week by week, month by month by month, and you continue to comply with this crap, you are setting yourselves up for what we see here. These individuals have no business with your personal information. And when the individual who is criticizing California still throws a few of, and let me quote again, I didn't even get to this one, we are in support of the study and research of illegal firearm-related crime to prevent violence. However, that's like a butt in the middle of the Second Amendment, because you're not in support of the study and research of illegal firearm-related crime. This is the California stink that's invaded your brain cells. You've somehow accepted that it's okay. It's not okay. It's why we fight the CDC. It's why we keep the federal government from giving money to these entities. It's why we stop them in their tracks when they call it an epidemic or gun violence is a health threat. It's not any of those things. And none of this turns out well. It is a ruse by the left to get you to do exactly what you've done and to talk exactly the way you're talking here. At some point in time now, California, you residents are going to have to stand up because you're there and say, absolutely not. Paul, that is as far as if you're buying ammo in California and giving them your information, you are part of the problem at this stage of the game. Take it away, Paul.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I don't even know where to begin, but, I do know.
You do. Go for
professional.
It.
I'm a professional. Number one, I've been you and I both have been playing this game for a long time.
Long time.
And I've gotten to the point where, like, look, I'm not going to listen anymore. For years, I mean decades, man, I've been pointing out this horse crap in California. And like, you and I both know people that we care about that are in California. And I'm like, bro, I love you, but right, you're an alcoholic. I love you, but you're a drug addict. I love you, but you have mental problems. You need help. And when you say, somebody wrote and said, well, you got to understand, a lot of us in California aren't here from originally. What made you decide to move to Hades? Were you not aware? You're like, oh, I had to.
Oh, I wasn't aware you were an indentured servant. I didn't know you were a slave. Well, no, I had to for my job. Oh. Hey, Mark. So, Mark, I got a question for you. Are you working at the same job that you were working at the year you got out of high school or college?
Of course not.
No. Kids, let me hip you to something. Kids, here in the world, humans and adult humans have choices to make. You have choices to make. And if you say to me, well, I like this job and they're going to send me to California and I don't agree with California, their taxation, they're this, they're that, you know, putting me under illegal house arrest and making me wear a diaper on my face, even though that doesn't apply to ruling class beliefs, but I have to. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Paul, can I give you an example? Let me give
sure,
you an example,
an example
of what we're talking about is, and I want to use Connecticut as an example. Now, I've got history in Connecticut. I spent a couple years there when I was much, much younger. My dad moved my family there to get us out of Jersey, thank God, when I was a sophomore in high school. And he moved us up in the middle of my junior year to Simsbury, Connecticut, where I graduated high school a year and a half later. During that year and a half, Paul, we used to plink in the woods in some very wealthy neighborhoods in the woods behind our homes. We were plinking with 22s at cans. We had a couple cops come by one time and saw that that's all we were doing and left us alone and went trotting back off through the woods. In fact, took a few plinks with us from the 22, the Ruger we were using, the venerable 1022. And when Connecticut's a completely different place today. Because the Democrats got a firm grip of power there. They never let go. And as everywhere Democrats get a firm grip on power, everything goes to crap. And in this particular case, you recall right after Newtown, it was Governor Daniel P. Malloy, if I'm not mistaken, at the time, signed the registration. And here's what happened in Connecticut. Virtually nobody complied. And guess what the state didn't do? The state didn't go door to door arresting people who didn't comply because they don't. It's all for show. California, take a look at that. Use that as guidance. Stop giving them everything that they're looking for. Now, Paul, we're going to be criticized from people within our own side who are going to say, are you telling people not to comply with the law? How would you answer that?
Well, if someone would say that to me, I'd say, all right, let's have a discussion about the law. Which law do you believe supersedes the other, malum in se or malum prohibitum? And this is when I get, duh. And if that was the answer was, duh, then we're done talking. But if you know the difference between the two, then we can have an intelligent conversation. And we can go back to, the Supremacy Clause. We can go back to the Constitution. We can go back to the Bill of Rights. We can go back to the design and the purpose behind it. We can go back to the Magna Carta if you want. But I don't think we have to go back that far.
Shouldn't have
say,
to.
Oh, derp. Yeah. Derp say, hey, oh, derp, derp, that's the law. Okay, derp, derp. Here's the deal. One of the all-time great memes that's floating around out there, and we shared it a couple weeks ago, it's a picture of Helen.
You have 20 Frank. Seconds, bro. 20 seconds before the break.
Okay. Anne Frank. The people who hid Anne Frank in the closet, or I'm sorry, in the attic, were breaking the law. The people who grabbed her and threw her into a death camp where she died were following the law. The law is not a moral compass.
When a law is unjust, it is your duty and responsibility. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the law. Let's get into the weeds. Let's talk about man-made law. Let's talk about natural law. Laws that we all possess as human beings, rights that we all possess as human beings. And we'll give some crazy examples of man-made law. And we'll use the Democrats as an example because that's what they're all about when we come back. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. All of this today is presented to you by X Insurance, a real company, AM best rated insurance carrier, a real insurance company. Get it together with your insurance products, please. Just like you do with your homes, your boats, your cars, your toys, your lifestyles, your businesses, and your freedom. Just like I did with mine. X Insurance has a policy for me all the way up to $500,000. It's all I need. Their attorneys are in-house. They're not going outside hiring $5,000 an hour attorneys. The the attorneys work for, they're pit bulls, and they work for the insurance company. So you don't have that humongous expense. Unless, of course, you wind up in a George Zimmerman case or something goofy like that, then there's not much you can do about it. But the fact of the matter is X Insurance has you covered. Quit playing games with third-party stuff. It's not in your name. Grow up to real insurance, just like you have for your cars, your boats, your homes, your businesses, your life, your health, and everything else. None of them would accept that type of insurance because it isn't insurance. It's not in your name. Come on, man. We give you the best of the best out here. Please take advantage of it. These people support us. Please support them. It's extremely important for you to have that type of policy. Let's go back to Paul Markle. Paul, let's go to laws for a moment. Great discussion we can have about that. Let's come up with, okay, we've got Democrats in control now of the House, the Senate, and the White House. What is to stop Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat from proposing a law that says Shih Tzus are a problem? We don't like Shih Tzus. Anybody that has a Shih Tzu has to turn it into the government. We're done with Shih Tzus. No more Shih Tzus as pets. Now, I'm using an extreme example. Intentionally, nothing. If they were to pass that law, are you going to turn your dog in? The point that I'm trying to make is you have to make an individual decision. What law is unjust to you? What law is morally unjust? And then you have to decide whether or not you're going to follow it. Because let me tell you something. What we just read you about California is as far-reaching as the Shih Tzu law I just mentioned. It is completely immoral. It is unconstitutional on every single level. You now have to decide whether you're going to follow that law. You're going to continue to give them your name every time you buy a box of ammo? Or are you going to drive to, oh, I don't know, let's just say maybe Arizona or Nevada or somewhere else and bring it back with you? You have decisions to make, Californians. You have decisions to make. You do. I don't live there. I don't have to make that decision. I can't tell you what to do. But you've got to draw that red line. Go on. Let's talk about laws, Paul. Let's talk about immoral, man-made laws.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and give the full quote that you alluded to right before the break. And it's the full quote is, one has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey just laws. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
And that's when you got to be educated. When you talk, if you can, if there's a person you can talk to, most of the time you can't talk to the left because they're lunatics and they have a mental disease. They have problems with their brain. They don't eat enough animal fat and their brains don't work properly. But if someone were to bring that up, say, you know what? That's a great point. Let's talk about the law. All right, malum in se is Latin because both the legal profession and the medical profession like to use Latin.
Well, if you're going to go there, make sure to go to malum prohibitum as well, please, next.
Right. So malum in se is a moral wrong. Malum in se is a moral wrong. It's a wrong that you don't need to explain to people. We were raised as a Judeo-Christian nation. Now, I don't care if you think that's right or wrong. Whatever, and step aside and listen. And you don't need to explain to people that murder is wrong. You don't need to explain to people. You don't have to sit down and have a lengthy conversation. Say, well, we're going to pass a law that prohibits stealing because that's wrong. You're like, I don't know. You need to go ahead and argue with me on that one. No, because malum in se is based upon Judeo-Christian law, morality. Morality is, hey, you can't rape. You can't steal. You can't lie in order to deceive someone else or to deprive them of their property, right? You know, you can't just arbitrarily walk up on the street and punch somebody in the head because it's a moral wrong, and we understand that. Now, here's the thing. The malum in se is pretty small. It's very few and far between. Now, on the opposite end of the aisle or the other side of the aisle, you have malum prohibitum, and prohibitum means to prohibit or to forbid. That's when men go into rooms and just decide, you know what? We don't think people should be allowed to fill in the blank. You know, perfect example are speed limits, right?
Mm-hmm.
The speed limit is not a moral wrong. You know, you don't go to hell for driving 60 in a 55. I don't think. I'll check with the Pope, but I'm pretty sure you don't go to hell. That's not a moral wrong.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give a real example of malum prohibitum right now. Let's use Gabby Petito case as a prime example. The whole country is watching this case unfold. Let's say, for example, let's say Gabby Petito's father went to the front door and dirty laundry scumbag's father opened the door and Gabby Petito put all 250 pounds on him and dropped him. That's against the law.
Father. Yeah.
The father. But it is not inherently evil or wrong. We'd all love to see that. Okay? And in many cases, we know it's right. We know it's okay. However, men have told us, women have told us, that that's a violation of the law, even though we'd all like to see that street justice done. And that's a fair example of malum prohibitum. Basically, it's a statute that people say is illegal, but it's not inherently wrong. Does that make sense, Paul?
Well, malum prohibitum, it should be ended with, it's like when you were five and your mom was exasperated with you and she just said, because I said so.
Yeah, right.
Malum prohibitum laws should all end with, because we said so.
Right.
Not because that's it. Look at it. You know, we talked about this nonsense going on in California. And it doesn't hold up to science or fact. We all know that our boy AWR, my favorite pirate, did an article about 3.5 million. Million more people killed with knives and sharp instruments than with rifles of any kind.
Correct. That came from the FBI UCR, by the way, just a couple days ago. So.
Right. We know this. And this has been the case for years and years and years. More people are bludgeoned to death, choked to death, kicked to death, and stabbed to death that are shot with rifles every year, all the time. But politicians don't get up on their stump and talk about, we need fist and foot and choke and kitchen knife control. Not yet. Not yet.
Because
the example that we got from England and now Australia and now New Zealand is, when they come for guns, see, gun control is about control. It's not about guns because they took the guns away from the Brits. So that, now they're all disarmed tax slaves. But that wasn't enough. Now they got to do the anti-knife campaign because miraculously they took all the guns away from the citizens and they still have violent crime. What? That's crazy. So now we have to do a campaign to convince the citizens to surrender their kitchen knives. And people do.
Well, it's happening across the pond right now. That's a great example of this.
Control.
It's about control. I have been saying, we're getting ready to take a break, Paul. The time flies. I hate it as much as you do. But I want to leave you with this, listener, as we go into the third and final break before the fourth segment. I have stated on this program for well over a decade that if the Democrats continue this push, if the left, progressive, Marxist, communist, socialist, masquerading as former Democrats, continue this push, you, as a law-abiding American, are going to be forced and required to make very difficult decisions that you never thought you would have to make in your life. California, that time is upon you. I see a couple folks in the comment section that are watching live also mentioned the fact that I had warned people about that over the years. That is correct. Thanks for that reminder. Californians, you're there. Blue state. Gun owners, you're there. We'll talk about the Supreme Court, maybe how they might fix this problem with the case in New York. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today. This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Daniel Defense has it going on. I just put a new sticker on the back of my truck. I went to get the tires rotated earlier this morning. And I go to this shop there. Fantastic. It's really hard to find a shop that you can work with. All 4 of my cars go in there. And guy said to me, Daniel Defense, man, he throws great rifles. I want one. Everybody wants one. I've got one coming. You want one too. You know, quote old George Thorogood. Everybody wants one. You want one too. Yeah, I got one coming and I can't wait to get it. Daniel Defense. Here's what's beautiful about Daniel Defense. And you heard Marty and Cindy Daniel on Armed American Radio in the first hour of Sunday's monster broadcast announcing the winner of the raffle from the Double D Foundation. Let me tell you guys, talk about a couple that is doing amazing work. And unfortunately, the mainstream press will never cover them. But the youth shooting sports, they are pouring tons of money into this through the Double D Foundation. I'm going to ask you to support the foundation. There will be more raffles come along. But another Armed American Radio listener won that raffle. That is just huge. Made my weekend. go back and listen to that segment as we talk about it, because we introduced the winner of that rifle, Joshua, on the program on Sunday. And he was just, of course, beside himself as well. He lives out in Washington State, and he's got a beautiful new Daniel Defense rifle coming his way, including all that 500 rounds of 6.5 Creedmoor, $2,000 set of optics on that bad boy, and a trip down to get this coolest address in the world, 100 Warfighter Way in Black Creek, Georgia, to get one-on-one personal training on the rifle. He just won a total package of 7,742 bones. And all of it because of X Insurance. X Insurance makes all of this possible. Please make sure to check them out. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. You can see them all there. Support every one of them. You guys are just crushing it with the MyPillow. Continue to do so. I said I ordered a bunch of towels. I think my wife ordered another round because we're just cleaning everything out, and we're just bringing all of them in to all, bringing all the towels in. We use the promo code AAR at our house too. You can do the same. Please make sure to check out all of our partners, DefenderCoffee.com. It's a no-brainer. I've got some iced coffee right here in front of me from Defender, the organic Liberty Roast, fantastic. And my portions of the profits go right to the Second Amendment Foundation, who just put on the GRPC for us, Gun Rights Policy Conference. It all helps. Heaven's Harvest, newest partner. Use the promo code AAR. We've got a gun case we're going to be giving away on a new promo with them coming up. Visit all of our partners, please, at armedamericanradio.com. And make sure to visit gunbroker.com, sign up, Crossbreed Holsters. The promo code is AAR15, 15% off across the board every single day. Paul Markle, let's go now to the New York case in the New York Pistol and Rifle Association Supreme Court case. This is a game changer, and it's a deal breaker for the left. Why? Because if this ruling is as broad as I think it's going to be, and the Democrats and the gun grabbers know it, Paul, then everything we're talking about right now in California gets wiped off the books, and they know it. But what Democrats are good at doing is sticking together and pushing and skirting constitutional law. They will do what New York did the first time around and change the law before the case to try to make it moot. They will do what Chicago has been doing for decades, ignoring the law and just changing it in violation of constitutional law. The Democrats will continue to push this. You've got a long road to hoe, California, but pray to God and hope for a broad, favorable ruling on the New York Pistol and Rifle Association case. Paul, here's what I love about that case. We found out from Alan Gottlieb on the program last week that the district courts are telling us, hold off on any more Second Amendment cases if you can for the time being until we get a ruling from the Supreme Court. That is great news to hear. Go ahead, Paul.
It is really great news. But the trick is you have to have a government that's willing to obey the law.
Well,
and,
true.
And in California and New York and New Jersey, and you don't have a government that's willing to obey the law. You see, they are the law, and you are a serf. You are a peasant. You are there to provide them with money and labor, and that's it. We go to the court, and the court says, yeah, you guys are right, and you've been right all along. We're like, thank you. And then you go back to Newsom or, you know, fill in the blank, and they're like, yeah, that's nice, but we're just going to ignore that. And where do you go? Where do you go as a citizen? When do you say, all right, I've had enough? And apparently in California, it's never. In California, there's always one more beating that the people are willing to take. They're literally like the quintessential classic example of an abused woman. They're going to take one more beating because daddy promised, you know, they promised not to do it again. We're going to beat you one more time, but that'll be it. Mark, we had people from California when they passed like the previous gun, whatever. And they're like, well, you know, I know it's not good and everything, but now that they've done this, then they've gotten it off their chest and we can just move on and they're done with it. They're never done. They're not done beating you yet. And they're just going to keep beating you. California, you guys are literally the perfect example of an abused woman.
Paul, this is a group that twisted the Heller decision. This is a group that twisted the 08 Heller decision in favor of gun control. Because they have the mainstream press behind them, they're able to drive this narrative with no pushback. The left doesn't look at you and I as pushback. They don't look at the Second Amendment Foundation and 40 cases on the books right now as pushback because of what listeners and viewers, what Paul just said. They don't give a damn, and they're going to continue. You want proof positive of this? Look at the border in Texas. Look at the border in Texas. Tens of thousands of Colombians now coming through Mexico to come into the United States. This is an invasion of our nation. How much longer are we going to take it? I'd love to see groups right now say, you know what, I'm sick of watching this. Let's get to the border with Texas. Let's help them. Paul, you remember what happened down there the previous time we had a standoff with the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol are no fans of Joe Biden. Trust me, I believe they'll take your assistance at this stage. Abbott has the right under Texas law to put the National Guard in Texas down on that border right now. I don't know why he's not doing it.
Well, the president is violating the law.
Of course he is.
He's
a Democrat.
His own oath of office. He is tasked with, he likes to assign himself powers that he doesn't have. But one of the few powers that he actually legitimately does have is to protect the sovereign borders of the United States. And he's breaking the law by not doing that. Now, before we go, because we're just about there, and I know it.
I love 30 seconds, and you're awesome.
Have you mentioned AMCON yet?
No, go ahead and do that. I have not mentioned that yet, but okay. That's coming up in Texas. Go for it, Paul. You've got about 40 seconds.
Yes. The alternative mass media convention, AMCON, it's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Go to AMCON.org. Jared is going to be a keynote speaker on Saturday afternoon. He's going to be cutting out the day on Saturday
afternoon. And this is an offshoot of the GRPC. It normally occurs GRPC weekend, but because it was virtual, AMCON is going on as a separate standalone. AMCON, A-M-C-O-N. A-M-M-C-O-N. Make sure to check that out. We'll talk more about that as the weekend gets close. Thanks for the reminder. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Dude, I may have to call you later and have you back again tomorrow if your schedule will permit, because we love when Paul Markle's on the show. We just do.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, please do that. Lindsey Graham would say, well, Paul needs to come back to the show because we just learn some new stuff from him every single day. Oh, you just sit down and shut up. We don't need him on. He's nothing but trouble because he's right all the time. Paul Markle, student of the gun. We love it. Masoud Ayoub would be telling us, you know what he'd be telling us? Oh, you need to have Paul Markle on the show more often. We might do that. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.